Governor Cuomo embraced Obamacare and Governor Christie didn't. So of the two states, only New York applied for federal grants for the navigators, who will go out to public libraries, shopping malls, and other places to introduce people to the new health exchanges where they're required to buy insurance. The squeaky wheel got the grease. Albany's getting $27 million, and Trenton is getting 1/18 of that, or $1.5 million. Healthcare consultant Robert Leshefsky says that could make a difference in how many people in the Garden State sign up for coverage.
It's going to be more complicated. It'll probably mean that there'll be a lot more confused people, and in all likelihood, you'll have fewer people joining the exchange in New Jersey than in New York.
In New York, 50 groups and almost 100 subcontractors will recruit, train, and deploy navigators. New Jersey expects to find out this week how many groups there will receive money, but it's already clear it won't be many. That means more work for people like Evelyn Liebman from New Jersey AARP.
We're seeing a lot of consumer advocacy organizations and provider organizations coming together to help try and fill the gap that's been created by this lack of resources here.
Liebman says groups like hers are trying to recruit volunteers to get information to consumers and amplify what the small number of official navigators can do. They've also offered to pitch in at local state offices that oversee social service programs like Medicaid and food stamps and are waiting to see whether the state wants the help. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.